702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
I'm busy sending Aki SMSs last night. We're talking about our own private affairs and all. And he doesn't tell me he's in Germany. When did you get to Germany?
Well, if you were paying attention when I was talking to you at work last week, you would have known I'm in Germany this week.
No, we did not speak about you going to Germany this week. You've confusing what me with five? Some. You're confusing me with someone else.
What's 5 times 6?
I go away.
What's 9 times 6?
Aki,
come on, you're showing off now. Come on,
Aki,
give me the answer.
Aki,
see, I rest my case.
Technobite, get on with it. You've got
hello,
2 Rudy, seconds.
How are you? Well, this week I am in Hanover in Germany, and I'm at the big technology fair called CeBIT. And CeBIT has been around for many, many years. And this is kind of the business conference where they talk about how technology is impacting business in the world that we're living in. You know, and I tell you, Rudy, I travel a lot, as you know, and I go to the different conferences. And every time I go somewhere, the last time I was away about 3 months, about a month and a half ago, things have changed in just a month and a half. That's how fast technology is moving. And businesses, I don't know, I honestly don't know how businesses actually keep up with the changes, because you need to be so quick in today's business world. And this is what it's about. You know, they're talking about 5G networks. As I'm speaking to you right now, I'm on their Huawei stand, and they've got, you know, different technologies on banking, on how to do the back work and infrastructure in the background. And the big focus over here, interestingly enough, is about smart cities and safe cities. And this is the big focus throughout the continent that we're living in at the moment in Africa. And I was reading some very interesting statistics. In Kenya, for example, in Nairobi, they've implemented technology in the city center where they've put hundreds of cameras. They've empowered the police with cameras. They've empowered control centers with cameras. And year on year, last year, they saw a reduction of 46% in the city of Nairobi in their crime rate. That is quite a big, considerable drop in crime in a city like Nairobi. And how do they do this? They just do it by giving the police the technology, and the back end is empowered as well. So, for example, if there's a crime scene on the go, they've got obviously the CCTV cameras, but the police have got technology on their devices that they're able to immediately start doing a video conference and connect to the main center, and everybody has access to the same video stream that the policeman is seeing. So what does it do? It just makes everybody more capable. It makes everybody react a lot quicker. And this is all because of the networks in the background that empower this. And this is why technology and connectivity is so key to our continent, because not only does it improve our services, our civil services, like the police, for example, ambulance services, when people are connected, it's just for the public as well. Think of e-services. And I know the city of Joburg, for example, I met one of the officials that's here at the show as well. And they're here to say, listen, we want to give more power to our citizens to interact with us, to be able to access the services. Think of the medical devices. Another big focus over here is that they're able to cut down the time in rural areas where people cannot afford or cannot get to a hospital. You have a device in a rural area, and from there you can conduct all the medical tests you need from one place, and you can have one doctor in a remote location that is able to access the patients, see what's wrong with the patients, and this is all happening in real time. And this is the kind of power that the technology is doing in real time. So we're seeing lots of devices like this, and even a truck that is enabled and connected to the internet that's giving updates as the truck is moving, as it's plowing through the field. It's giving updates to a control room, and they're able to monitor the progress of the truck. They're able to monitor the exact produce that the truck is producing, the quality of the soil, the temperature of the soil. And this is all happening real time. So we're not talking about a world that we connected. It's pretty powerful stuff. Another piece of technology that's quite interesting is, you know, we take it for granted that we can see and we've got our sight. Toyota's doing
Who's doing this?
They've announced a project called Project Blade. And what this will enable is if somebody, for blind people, obviously, okay, so now you've got a walking stick or you've got a dog that, you know, helps you navigate. But what this device does, it sits on your shoulders, okay, and it's a very light device. It's got cameras and it's got connection to a GPS device. And this helps you get around areas where a dog can't normally say, okay, there's the restroom, or there is, a specific part of the airport that you want to get to. So it's really enabling people who cannot see indoors. So it's an indoor GPS, and it gives you the instructions why you're wearing this. together with your guide or your walking stick or your dog that you've got. It's still a prototype, but Toyota says that they will be releasing this device pretty soon. And then I've got the last one, if we've got time. Christopher has sent us an email asking us about virtual reality. Now, you've experienced virtual reality. I've been talking about virtual reality.
When I was training for that grueling race, is that the one?
The Comrades Marathon, exactly, exactly. So Christopher asks, he says, he wants to know about virtual reality headsets. He says, what's the difference between Google Cardboard and the more expensive headsets that are out there at the moment? So, yes, Christopher, thanks for the email. So there are various, you know, devices out there. So the Google Cardboard one costs about $20, and you're able to make it on your own. If you look online, you can even buy one. They cost about $20, and you can use most kinds of phones to create that virtual reality experience. But it's not the same quality as the high-end ones like the new Samsung VR, the new LG VR that's being launched, for example, because they have a very different technology inside. In other words, they're using accelerometers, and they've got different kinds of focus technologies. So this is why there's a difference in price. The Samsung one, for example, you need to actually put your phone inside the actual headset to be able to experience virtual reality. But we're going to see virtual reality exploding in the next 5 years. This is a technology that you need to watch out for. Businesses need to watch out for us as consumers, because I know for you, you were like blown away. And there are very few technologies in my career that I've been doing technology that I've seen this kind of reaction from people using a new technology. And virtual reality is mind-blowing. I mean, I've got one that I'm busy trialing at the moment. I've got my dad, who's 83, and my mom, who's 71. They put it on, and they were like in complete disbelief at what they were seeing, because you put these headsets on, and you've got a 360-degree experience of a particular adventure. It could be a roller coaster. It could be a scene at the Eiffel Tower, for example. You literally can turn around as you experience, and you feel as if you are right there. And it's quite mind-blowing. So virtual reality is, I think, going to be the next big thing in the next 5 years.
All right, Ackman, thank you very much. When are you back?
I'm back on Thursday morning. All and right. I've got your long list of things that you always give me, the shopping list.
Just how could I have given him a shopping list if I didn't know he was gone? That's why you don't tell me that you go, because you're avoiding the shopping list. But we'll deal with that when you get back, okay?
The last time you sent me shopping, my credit card was rejected because the amount was so high.
Oh, you do have a credit card.
Yes, but it's like one of the pay-as-you-go credit cards.
Yeah, I thought so. That's it. We're going to podcast this conversation with Ike. I'll see you on Thursday, babe.
Okay, bye.
Bye.